In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And a big buzzword these days continues to be Brexit, with recent polling shedding light on the changing tides of public opinion. The Wall Street Journal's Charles Farrell joins the Moneybeat crew from London to talk about how this affected the markets. More coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Money Beat podcast. Paul and Steven here in the studio. And our dear friend, Charles Farrell, is on the phone from London. Charles, how are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
We're good. We're okay. And the reason we wanted to have Charles on today, folks, is because what we want to talk about is what a lot of you probably noticed in the market when you got up and checked your phone. And, of course, the first thing you do is you go to the futures market and see where things are trading, right? Isn't that what you do, grocer, first thing in the morning?
Yeah, actually, yes, it is.
It really is kind of sad. And so you wake up this morning and you look at the futures and you see S&P futures up 27 points and you're saying to yourself, all right, something clearly big happened. And what happened, Charles Farrell, were polls over the weekend showing that the Brexit vote is not so cut and dried, is it?
No, indeed. So there had been a pretty dour mood in the markets pretty much from the beginning of June through last weekend, in which most people thought that the votes were swinging towards leave in the British referendum, which comes up on Thursday, in case anybody's forgotten.
And
Nobody has, thank goodness. And so these two polls, there were two polls over the weekend that showed modest edges for Remain, one or two percentage points. But it was really enough to light a fire under a lot of investors who have really, I think, in the back of their minds been thinking, you know, this is the way it's supposed to go. It's probably going to go this way. I'm not sure I believe the other polls. There might be a late swing. And in a sense, this kind of validated what a lot of people, I think, were thinking. And so markets just went wild. I mean, we saw broad indexes in Europe up 3.5%. Pound had its best day since 2009. It's just been a big, big day of green all across the board.
I mean, the pound's up almost like, 4% since
from last
Thursday,
right.
Which is a pretty sizable move.
Yeah. Well, I think in my mind, what you see is a situation now, at least looking at it from the perspective of U.S. equities, right, where traders were trying to catch up to the changing tides of the Brexit vote, right? You saw all that selling last week. You saw the implied volatility attract the VIX. You saw the implied volatility go flying up. You could see people were trying to reposition themselves with this idea in mind of, oh, my God, the U.K. might actually vote to leave the European Union. So I think you had a lot of people betting in that direction. Then these polls come out over the weekend. And once again, you're scrambling to catch up with the latest. So the question really, Charles, is it's Monday.
We have at least
3 more full days of this because the voting's on Thursday. And that's if we know by Friday definitively what the vote is, right?
That's right. I mean, we should know. Just I can probably ease your minds on that last point. By the time you guys wake up in the U.S. on Friday, it almost certainly will have been resolved, barring some kind of, Florida hanging Chad situation.
right.
But this should really be an overnight U.K. time thing. We should know on Friday, but we are going to have a lot going on tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow, today, there's some more polls coming out later on Monday, all the way through midnight here. There will be polls on Tuesday, polls on Wednesday. You're not allowed to publish anything on Thursday, thank God.
Wow.
But we definitely have 2 days where the moves could be pretty sizable, and particularly if the Remain lead is only a temporary blip and it goes back to the heavy leave polling that we'd seen prior. You could see a big correction in sterling and in stocks.
Why do you think the markets are so sensitive to the polling at this point, especially given the recent history of polling in elections being fairly well off?
Well, you know, this is one of those rare situations where, at least in one market, in Sterling, if you look at options data, if you look at positioning data, it's pretty clear that most people think that there's a clear outcome here. That clearly, that Sterling is going to fall if there's a leave vote, and rise a little bit if there's a remain vote. And so, if you are making bets based on that, every little bit of information is a very important piece of information. And, you know, the polls may not be perfect, but they're something. And frankly, they're probably the only thing that most people have at this point.
Charles, let me just ask you, your perspective, you know, you're there, you're in London, you've been following this. What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, man, what a tough question. Let me throw out a couple of caveats and to try to wriggle my way out of this one. First caveat is that I am in London, which is not representative of the entire country. The second caveat is that things are actually, I think, incredibly fluid. You know, in a lot of cases, the last presidential election in the U.S. is a good example. Frankly, if you go back and look at the polling data, it was pretty clear that Obama was going to win from a fairly long way out, and the rest of it was just kind of mood music and noise. In this one, it really isn't clear. It does seem like people's opinions shift. If you look at the underlying questions that people ask in these polls, things about, you know, is your vote influenced by the economy? What do you think is the most important? Their views are shifting. There are a lot of people who haven't made up their minds. I think what we saw last week was quite genuine, that there was a predominance of people who were for leaving. I do get the sense, again, this is just a sense, I do get the sense that things have shifted over the last couple of days. But, again, I don't know. It could shift in the coming hours.
Yeah. We are going to leave it there. For Paul and Stephen, I want to thank you for listening, and we will catch up with you very soon.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.